Okay. Yeah, that's true, I think. Oh yeah. Yeah, we haven't got that much to talk about, I don't think. Yeah. Yes, we can do that. All right. Yeah, well, that's the way it works. It's got delimiters in between to mark the boundaries. But yeah, if you're happy to do that, yeah. And you're saying you need a label for each segment. But I mean, the most I could, you don't need a one. Well, I could give you an ID, but it'd be quite difficult to actually give a topic title. Right. Okay. Yeah, that's no problem. Is it not segments, or is it dialogue acts? Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, they've all got an ID for each utterance. Yeah, and it's got a different file for each speaker. No, it just points to the words. Yeah. I suppose the utterances, but it also includes things like Yeah, I think so.
those segments, one number for now. And those segments have, do they have an ID? Yeah, I guess they do. So this is the ID of a specific segment, right? Yeah, so wouldn't it, I mean, the problem is they really haven't looked at the exact unit workings of the engine yet, but you'd think that the easiest way, the way that how it's intended to be, would be just, if we have here a link to the segment, like an ID for that segment, then we just create another file which links to the segment and then has an additional value, which is the number.
So you mean an attribute?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I thought you were talking about having two files. I was thinking, I was wrong. I thought you were wanting to have two different XML files, with one reference and one just a number. And I was thinking that's probably what you mean, just having, like for each sort of power segment, having just the ID, which is referencing to these segments here, and another attribute, which is the value. So this whole information would then store in this, that I don't have access to because I didn't download, like just this one meta information file where it describes the structure of all the files and describes which attributes they bring in. So we would add that to that file, saying that's what we bring in information density, and then we would create a file of that type, which we probably couldn't call it segment. I'm not sure, we probably might have had a different word for it. I'm not sure if it has any trouble with it repeating.
Would it be easiest to just incorporate a new attribute in this file?
In the existing segments file?
Yeah, no, that's probably not very nice, but would it be easy?
Yeah, I can actually, if you make a copy of it.
I mean, that's not all the information that is in the corpus in the segments file. I think that is just the things that are loaded every time
Yeah, could you not just leave those ones blank? Alright. Okay. Yeah, what did you use to make that file? Just in Perl? You didn't use an XML parser? Okay.
Get a new document.
show you the entropy code that I wrote for my other project, and it's probably, and we should work together because it's, we use the same matrix as I'm using in my latent semantic analysis you use to calculate entropy scores. And then we have a score which actually, which would be the same for the word in each position. So in that sense, it's doing something a bit different. And like, basically the score that I'm talking about is a position entropy score, which just checks how much information the fact that there's one word tells you about what would be the next word.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a relatively good measure of whether that's a very specific word, in which case they're usually words which tell you quite a lot, or a very general word which usually doesn't tell you quite a lot. It's basically the standard entropy formula.
Okay.
And you sort of you, you
so how sure unsure you are about the explaining the word that you can test?
Yes. I think the official sort of the official description of what it tells you is how much that like the fact that a given word occurs tells you about what's the next word gonna be.
Yeah.
Which doesn't sound too exciting, but it just works out in the way that words which are promiscuous and are, which occur with everything all over the place, very low scores on that, and also usually end up being the words which are least like expressive and contain less information.
Or like function words and stuff.
Yeah, function words are just very general nouns, or like for example, the word computer at that point. Imagine it to like in all the contexts.
So do we have enough data for that it gives us sensible things? Because I mean, the words we're looking for appear not too often, and if they appear 5 times in a meeting and they have each time a different morph.
Yes,
so
we wouldn't do it by word. We would.
Data.
Sorry. Okay. I was getting that actually. Sorry. I was getting that wrong. I was getting it from what I did in my project. Now, in this case, we would do it by words per meeting.
Yeah, but it's almost I think similar to what I'm doing, because words that are in every class that are not very informative, but words that are only in one class are very informative for that class.
Yes, it's probably doing quite the same thing in the end. But I'm just saying, like, with that thing, you would easily have an algorithm which at the moment provides you for each word with a score which you can use. I was describing the wrong thing. In this case, we wouldn't be doing how much it tells you about another word. In this case, we would be doing, given that you know a word, how good is it at predicting from which specific topic that was. So that would, in a sense, it's the same thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that would give the same value for one word every time, I mean, for a specific word.
Yeah,
for a specific. Because then it would be quite easy to for a specific word for
the same word, the word yesterday would have the same score all over the place.
All over the place, and in my case, it would have different values for each category. But in that category, it would have the same value like each place.
Your category thing depends on that we not just have topic segments, but also that these topic segments we have them in categories. Wouldn't you need several documents for each category? Several segments for each category?
That would be best, but I would have to look at
will it work without that?
At least it works if there are several categories with each.
Yeah, I mean, so in our case, basically every topic would be its own category. The question is, does the algorithm still make any sense? I don't understand the algorithm enough for that. But what I'm really, like, because the entropy calculation is so simple, maybe we should look into making that score just as a preliminary score that we have. It gives you, like, I've looked at the result, it gives you basically something in the end which vaguely tells you just whether a word is a very specific word or a very general word.
Yes.
And, there is some hope that probably having just sentences where there's lots of very specific words, if we mark them as being more interesting than the words which are only very general words, that they would get us somewhere.
Well, when it splits the topics up, it does do it on regular words that that occur, but it doesn't tell you what they are, no. Yeah. Yeah. You can't really get any other output. No. Yeah, it's supposed to split it into coherent topics with similar information.
On word occurs in other contexts, right? So we can't attach some type of information to the word, just to the word string itself, like making an underscore like in the time or something, that wouldn't work.
You can use some kind of truncation. Maybe if you attach a number to each word and say that it should omit the last
but
part.
But would it have that in the untruncated version then? Like would the output be the untruncated version?
Probably
or
not.
No, I don't think it would. For now, we really just like, yeah, I think if we work together on an entropy based score, it's, let me see if I can demonstrate. I mean, let's just keep on talking while I cover stuff up. It's really, it's a very simple thing, but it basically just does something which tells you how specific a word is. In a sense, it's basically just to a high degree really telling you how rare a word is,
mm-hmm.
or how common a word is. But as the first step, that's probably for a prototype for next week, that's probably not a bad thing. I mean, if you have segments where lots of rare words occur, highlighted in darker red than segments where all the very common words occur, that's just that's somewhere to start from. And it's a bit more sophisticated than that, but then de facto it just ends up doing that. Word-by-word basis, whatever you do, it'll probably be on a word-by-word basis. When you on a sort of segment, but not quite segment base.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I haven't really decided on how to really get the information out of this now, because when I have, for example, increased speaker overlap, that has several terms, of course, but I could.
What about the following model? I mean, this is a very unscientific way of doing it sometimes, but what if we take time as the standard unit for now and sort of like make a massive 1 second split super array? Because everything you're doing can in one way or the other be tied down to actual time. So if for each 1 second time slot we could attach a value, and then it would be easy to then go back when if we have the time marks here and remap that onto the length of the second. You know what I mean? So if you have for each word, say, and we know that word starts at this second and ends at that second, and you have for some time period, the overlap in the period on the F1s in that period or something, so you also have a value which can be tied down to a time. And then we could just, in MATLAB or something, just create some massive super array of things for each like sort of time sampling slot and calculate a value for this, and once we have this array, we can go with script and sort of go for each segment to the starting and end times and say, okay, this is from our time segment here to this time segment there. So we take the sum of those and divide them by the numbers and then create the average and put it in as the value for the segment. You know what I mean?
But how can we get to know what makes sense as a function for joining everything together?
Oh. That's a fiddling play in the end, but that problem we always have. Because we don't have a useful way of automatically evaluating. We don't have a way of usefully evaluating automatically what's good and what's bad. So it's probably always going to be a question of looking at it and saying, okay, like running it with different factor loadings and seeing, okay, this way it works, this way. This way it works, that way.
We should break that down to have the smallest unity of the time duration should be one word, and that would be, because that would be what
uptrends or whatever you have, get all multiplied with the same value, all the ones that are within that uptrends, and that's sort of the combination of the two scores. And then we have to go back again and then put that back into that segment over here. So that we don't want it on a per work base, probably on a per segment base.
Yeah,
but
at that moment it would be better for me to just make it a per segment base.
Oh yeah, I see that, that's true, so that it's easier if you are able to, I think that's probably back where we started. But you said it's more committed because your segments aren't those segments exactly.
Yeah, I mean mine are only more, but they have the same start and end point. Sometimes there are two segments and one with a gap in between, but they don't overlap.
And their segments do overlap.
No, they don't. But
those two or those don't.
My segments overlap in the same way as theirs do, but sometimes I have split one of their segments into two segments, but it's easy to match the start and end times.
So you could, on their granularity,
to their segments.
You could, on their granularity, create a score for each of their segments. From word to word, or if this is going from time to time, and then there has to be a way then for you to say, okay, this concerns these following words, and then just make a simple mean over that. I think an interesting thing is if we don't combine your two scores in the XML file, if we do that in the software, then we can probably make ways of playing with it in the software, sort of, you know, like adapting some sort of control, like playing around with. Look like it's playing with different weightings for the utterance based one versus the word based one, and sort of look at it dynamically. You know what I mean? Like playing around, figuring out what's the best way of combining them by playing around, looking at the results.
We could
even
continue to have a look at our different measures if they come up with the same kinds of.
Yeah, we could probably like make a graphical display initially, at least for our experiment, which displays them in different ways, and then see how they interact with each other.
I mean, that's what I'm already doing with my.
So, do you think like both of you then can map something onto their segments? Like, just each of you provide one value, like double value or whatever, like one decimal value or whatever, onto exactly their segments.
I think if I can provide something for the words as they are, it's stated from where to where the segments go.
It's stated both
as
English
words.
Yeah. It's done both
words
in terms of words and in terms
words.
Of sections. It's a bit sad though that we do this before we truly figure out how the NAT XML works. Because now we're doing it all by hand, like parsing and unparsing everything, and it's all part of the framework.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure it'd be quite straightforward, some of the tasks we have to do. But yeah, no one really understands the actual XML parsing.
Can I just change my order in which I do things and like forget my latent semantic analysis stuff until the weekend and try to really make sense of the night data system now, so that maybe as soon as I've understood that, we find ways of doing that within the night framework already, so that we don't manually have to parse times and tie things together.
You mean by matching strings?
Well, at the moment, what you would do like to solve this problem is you would sort of like write some Perl script or something that gets this time value out of here.
What I've done is a parser, an XML parser, where you can get the start times.
Okay.
So that's quite easy because it's an attribute, and you just say that you want the values of those attributes.
Very easy to then calculate for each word a score, and I can just give you those scores and you can do with them whatever you want.
So now how about the prototype? If we want to show them something on Monday, we definitely have to work together, or some of us at least have to work together to get the program.
Yeah, I think Colin, Dave and me will work on the Java stuff in it, and we just see whatever you supply us, we try to tie in and visualize in some way or another. I'll ask Jonathan if we can postpone the meeting to 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that sounds like an idea.
Meeting for an hour before that to discuss the questions that we had.
Yeah, just send us an email and tell us what's happening.